I'm Paul Hunton, and this is 24 Frames on 89.1 FM. Christopher Nolan is one of very few filmmakers who can take on big, heady, epic stories from an original viewpoint that tantalizes audiences. This is a much rarer feat than it sounds like it should be. His newest film, Dunkirk, which is based on the World War II evacuation of French and British soldiers, is the first original film with no previous intellectual property, franchise, or previous movies to be number one at the box office this summer. It's also one thrill ride of a World War II film that comes on and never lets up. It is the most Christopher Nolan film ever. That is to say, that is more of the filmmaker's flourishes and habits on display than any other film he has made. It plays like one 70-minute scene with a 20-minute epilogue. If you like any Nolan films, this one won't disappoint. A pulsing score that never stops, human characters that don't really seem to have much humanity until they absolutely have to, and beautiful cinematography. One thing I've always appreciated about Nolan is he plays with the expanding or contracting of film time better than almost anyone. This is his masterpiece as it comes to playing with time for maximum emotional impact. As three separate stories come together crashing by the end of the movie. Even though this is a historical film based on the actual evacuation of Dunkirk, I won't say more as to spoil some of the surprises Nolan has up his sleeve. I will say this is one of the most beautiful 106-minute art house film experiments I've ever seen. I hope Nolan keeps having great success so we can continue to have films that push against Hollywood's lazy franchise and comic book mentalities. For 24 Frames on 89.1, I'm Paul Hunton.